4. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm looking for the National Journal of Environmental Science, but I just can't seem to find it.
Okay. Well, have you looked on the shelves?
Yeah, I've looked up and down. I didn't see it at all.
Maybe it's checked out. Let me look it up. No, it's not in our system. We must not subscribe to that particular journal. Let's see. The National Journal of Environmental Science, right? No, we don't have it.
Really? I need an article from it to use in a research paper. Is there any other way to get it?
Have you tried the interlibrary loan system?
No, I've never heard of it. What is it?
It's a system that we have that allows us to borrow materials from other libraries.
Really? But how much does it cost?
We do it for free. I think most other libraries do too.
That's great. Okay, so how can I get this journal?
Well, we can either get it from a university library or a public library. It'll be faster from a university library, but there's usually more demand for things from university libraries. As for public libraries, you'll be more likely to find it in stock, but they can take up to a month to get it to us.
Yeah, that's not good. My paper's due in 3 weeks. How about the other university libraries?
Let me search through them. Okay, I see that actually one of our university libraries does have it, except it's on reserve for the next couple of days. So let's make a request right now. That way you can make sure that you're given first priority as soon as it's released from reserve.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I really don't want to miss the opportunity to get it.
Sure. Just fill out this form with your name and the name of the journal.
1. What problem does the student have? 2. According to the woman, what is the interlibrary loan system? 3. Which of the following is true according to the conversation?